And I cracked the mic, as they say, at the top of last hour. All right, 1-866-95-PATRIOT. If you want to read about those stories, if you want to look, listen to, read past transcripts of me talking about this subject, about freedom, liberty, and private property, and the Constitution, go to MikeChurch.com. Make it your stop every single day. I will list those two stories in the pile of prep today. You should go in and make sure that you check it every single day. MikeChurch.com. All right. I told you we're going to up the ante here and have a special guest today. And we have Mr. Joel Hirshhorn, who is with this website called, or this groups. They have a website. I got that backwards. Called Friends of the Article 5 Convention. Now, you know, last week we had Dr. Kevin Gutzman on this show, and we did an entire 2 hours on the Constitutional Convention. And the issue should still be on everyone's radar screen. Mr. Hirshhorn says that he's not quite as mild-mannered about this as Dr. Gutzman is, so I wanted to get his take on this. Mr. Hirshhorn, good to have you with us on the Mike Church Show here on Sirius Patriot 144, America Right XM 166 on a bright and sunny Wednesday morning. How are you?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate being with you.
Yes, sir. So you said in your email that you're not as sanguine as Dr. Gutzman about this Article 5 convention. What do you mean by that?
Well, I represent our group, Friends of the Article 5 Convention, and, you know, our position is very clear. Members of Congress for a very long time have been disobeying and violating the U.S. Constitution, and Americans ought to stand up and put a stop to this. You know, our position is crystal clear. If you love and respect the U.S. Constitution, you only have two choices: support our organization's effort to get the first Article 5 Convention, or you should brand yourself a constitutional hypocrite.
Let's put that in pill form. Take the red pill, take the blue pill, or the founder's red pill. Joel, I think you'll find that many in this audience are ready to take the founder's red pill. The first concern that comes up every single time, if I open the phone lines up right now, we're going to get 5,000 people that are going to call and say the exact same thing. Oh, Mr. Hirshhorn, Nancy Pelosi is going to take over the convention and turn us all into socialists, Mr. Hirshhorn. You would say what?
I would say that's just fantasy, and people who feel that way have already fallen victim to a lot of propaganda. We have to understand that all the powerful organized forces in our society have vehemently been against having an Article 5 convention. And so we have to ask ourselves, if all the powerful people, on the left and the right for that matter, are against an Article 5 convention, then we the people ought to recognize that we desperately need it. And we ought to understand why the founders and the framers put the Article 5 convention option in the Constitution. Because when they wrote the Constitution, most of them had a lot of skepticism, a lot of fear, actually, about whether the federal government would actually survive. They put the convention option in to give us a way out if, in fact, we lost trust and confidence in the federal government. And I would say, wow, the time surely has arrived. We have lost trust and confidence in the federal government, so we desperately need an Article 5 convention, not to worry about Nancy Pelosi controlling it. The people on the left won't have that ability. In fact, you have to understand, you know, the mechanism of the convention. It's going to be run by the states. It's going to be state delegates. And the convention itself can only propose constitutional amendments. They still have to be ratified by 3/4 of the states. So the convention itself, you know, can't unilaterally do terrible things. And I don't believe people on the left would ever control the convention.
Well, there's not enough of them. There's only 21% of the population that will confess to being a communist. 21%, Mr. Hirshhorn.
Yeah, I think right now the sentiment in the country is against both major parties.
Yes.
And I'm fully with that. I've been a third-party advocate for decades. And
You can count me in, brother.
Yeah, and I wrote a book, strongly supporting the need for a third party, especially at the presidential level and at the congressional level. So all I'm saying is if we want to fix our country, if we want to fix the government, we ought to respect the option in the Constitution, which is the Article 5 Convention. So let's, you know, our organization is nonpartisan, absolutely nonpartisan, and we don't advocate for any specific amendments. We just want Congress to obey the Constitution.
So, and as Dr. Gutzman told you when he was on the show last week, and we talked about this, ladies and gentlemen, Congress has no say-so in this. Unless your state is foolhardy enough to send Patrick Leahy to this convention, he won't be there to hold his hand up and say, the law, we must obey the law, when he, in fact, is a supreme violator of it. The other part of this that ought to inspire patriots everywhere, instead of striking fear into their hearts, it should swell their hearts with pride. You're doing what the founders did if you call for the Article 5.
Yep.
I mean, all this, and believe me, I'm going to get an email box filled with hate mail, filled with, Mac, you and Hirshhorn and Gutzman are crazy. Pelosi will take over. Bah, bah, the liberals will do this. Bah, 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 bah. And as I pointed out last week, Joel, they've already done it. 13 of the 14 propositions in the party platform for the American Socialist Party for president in 1928 have been ratified.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
They're already in there. Now, you wrote a book, too. Joel Hirshhorn from the Article 5 Convention organizations on the phone. Here's their website, folks. It's really easy to remember. FOAVC.org. That stands for Friends of Article V, as in 5, VC.org. You know what? I'm just looking at this and saying, I know my listeners, Joel. You need to go and buy FOA5C.org just for arguments and forward it to the FOAVC.org.
Yeah, if you put Article 5 Convention in any search engine, you usually come up to our website.
You're number one. I tried it this morning. It comes up number one.
Yeah, because, by the way, I want to emphasize, we've done something, and I think, Mike, you would appreciate this. The government, our government, for all these decades since the country was created, never publicly made available all of the state applications for an Article 5 Convention.
And how many are there?
Over 750 from all 50 states, and that's the big point. We have put all of these applications up on our website. This is the only place where Americans can actually read all of these state applications, and the bigger point is Article 5 has very clear language. There's only one requirement that Congress is supposed to honor and respect and obey, and that is when a sufficient number of states ask for a convention. And believe me, we've had a sufficient number of states ask for a convention. That's why we say Congress has flagrantly disobeyed the Constitution. So again, either you believe in the Constitution or you're a constitutional hypocrite. And support our group. You can read the applications and be upset. By the way, if Nancy Pelosi thought she could control an Article 5 convention, she'd be asking for one. She'd be honoring the Constitution.
Yes, that's right.
None of these people ever want that. By the way, if you write a letter to your member of Senate or the House, they won't even answer your letters. If you question them about what's going on, you know, we tried this many times. The members of Congress don't want to touch this issue because in their hearts they know not only have they disobeyed the Constitution, they haven't followed their oath of office.
Now, Article 5 says, and Joel Hirshhorn from the Friends of Article 5 Convention, we're continuing our discussion here, the only radio show out there that has national reach, that is advocating for the convention. As time is now, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now or there won't be another time. Mm-hmm. The only part of the Article 5 that I think throws the proverbial monkey wrench into this is that after the applications are submitted, and as you have so diligently pointed out, 750 of them already have been submitted, but after there are three-quarters of the states, meaning 38 applications, it is Congress's duty to go ahead and call and say, yeah, there needs to be this convention. Now,
yep.
They're not going to do this, so then what must be done? You're not going to get a federal judge to do this.
No, we've already tried that, by the way.
So my suggestion, let me just give you my suggestion, then I'll be happy to hear yours. Here's what I think you should do. I think that you guys should get in touch with the state legislators that you know are amenable to this, and we should just do an end around. The states call it. Now, if you're a student of the Constitution, and if you've listened to my documentary, The Fame of Our Fathers, we went through this whole thing here. Remember, Mr. Hirshhorn, that in 1786, people were terrified of central government.
Mm-hmm.
Madison and Hamilton and a couple other guys are running around saying, we got to have a strong central government. We need to have a stronger central government. It's mostly Northerners, but they were running around saying this, and they could not get Congress to sign off on it. So instead, they did an end around, and they submitted letters. Governor Governor Randolph at the time, submitted solicitations to the states to attend a convention at Annapolis, right? And only seven states showed up. Now, it was agreed at the Annapolis Convention, which was held at Mann's Tavern. You people that live in Annapolis, go visit Mann's Tavern. There's a plaque there about this. At that convention, they came to the conclusion, and they said, look, we've got to go back, get new instructions from our states to hold a convention, and we've got to get the Confederation Congress to call for it. If the quasi-central government issues the call, then the states might heed it, and they might actually show up. History tells us that in February of 1787, that's exactly what happened, and it was Hamilton's buddy, Egbert Benson, that was actually instrumental in doing this. So my question, my suggestion to you is you've got to get a member of your group has got to get a member of Congress, perhaps Congressman Paul, to at least put this in resolution form, so that it is out there. Maybe this has already been done. If that doesn't work, then we're going to have to go the Annapolis route and convene the damn thing ourselves.
Well, it's a real problem. I mean, the one mistake in the writing of Article 5 was they actually gave Congress that power to call the convention, and Congress, and the word shall was used in Article 5, Congress has refused to obey the simple requirement, the one and only requirement. They have refused. So I agree with you in a sense that we are desperate. We have tried to get any member of Congress, including Congressman Paul, to take action, but no one will. And the states, by the way, are also weak. I mean, this is a real states' rights issue also.
Right.
I mean, you got to remember that the way Article 5 convention option is framed in the Constitution, once it is convened by Congress, the President of the United States, and the Supreme Court have no control over the Article 5 convention delegates. They operate as a kind of temporary fourth estate of the government.
Right.
And so that's why I say all the powers seem to be afraid of giving the people an Article 5 convention. But, you know, we tried the court approach. One of the co-founders of my group went all the way up. It went up to the Supreme Court, and they refused to hear the case, even though they acknowledged that all the facts that we presented were correct. So the states need to go into the courts, or they need to take some affirmative action. We have been working with a number of people in state legislatures, and I'm hopeful that as conditions continue to go downward in our country.
To deteriorate.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're slipping, you know, into the proverbial toilet as far as I'm concerned. So we need this, and this is what that's why I use the phrase constitutional hypocrites, because, God, so many people, everyone seems to say, yeah, I love and respect the Constitution, and then when we bring up the Article 5 convention option, they seem to weaken. They seem to start the end. And I want to emphasize, we studied this extensively, Mike.
Yes, I know you have.
And the reason why people have all these fears about a convention is because a lot of groups for many decades have put out a lot of propaganda against the convention. And so people have been brainwashed. They've been indoctrinated to fear a convention when the thing they should fear is the status quo.
Well, they do fear the status quo, and they fear the status quo more than ever. And if they don't fear the status quo, well, then I have no hope. Joel Hirshhorn from the Friends of Article 5 Convention on the line with us. Let me ask you a wrap-up question here, Joel. And by the way, if you'd like to ask a question to Mr. Hirshhorn, 1-866-95-PATRIOTS, our telephone number, 866-957-2874. The last state or the last submission for the convention came from, do you know?
No, I don't have that good a memory, so I don't remember now. It's been a few years.
So then and there are 38 currently, or are there 36 currently?
Well, I mean, all 50 states have submitted applications.
At one time or another.
But there's no time element that is required in Article 5. And that's another, see, a lot of false issues have been propagated. You know, it doesn't, Article 5 doesn't say you have to have, you know, two-thirds of the states applying within so many years. Nothing is said about that.
So what then needs to happen then is the states then need to reissue their call, and they need to do it in some form of unison so that a box containing 38 certified letters from each state legislature or certified by each state attorney general, if you will, clearly states, listen, we have called for the convention, Congress. You're being served notice.
Right.
Send it via registered mail if you have to.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, you want it to get there. Send it via FedEx. just make somebody sign for it.
Yeah. But again, I urge people to go to our website because you can actually read all of these applications.
Right.
You know, and by the way, many of them were asking for the same thing. So there's a lot of false notions out there as if the states have to ask for the same reason for a convention. Well, that's not what Article 5 says. But in fact, a lot of states did have the similar reason for wanting a convention at one time or another. Balanced budget amendment was very popular at one time, for example. There are different issues. Again, we're not trying to advocate for a particular issue or amendment. We just say, let's follow the Constitution. Let's get that convention called.
All right, 1-866-95-PATRIOT. His website is F-O... I'll write this down, you people. F-O-A-V-C, Friends of Article 5 Convention. org. You can go there, read all the 750-plus petitions to call an Article 5 convention. A lot of people say, well, who would represent? How do we know this would get done or that would get done? And as you say, you're doing it from a nonpartisan, you don't have an agenda here, point of view. But I would say that with the fervor that is being exhibited in the state legislatures, mm-hmm. you have women like women now, like Susan Flynn of Tennessee out there saying, yeah, we need to have a convention. You have a Miss Medina running for governor in Texas that told me, yes, she would call for the convention. You have other legislators in Montana. You have them in Indiana. You even have one in Maryland now. I don't want to give his name out because I don't want to get him in trouble. There is a state representative in the state of Maryland that wants to hold a convention, and one of the reasons he wants to hold it is to repeal Amendment 16. So there are people in the states. I think that we just, Joel,
yes.
We need to redouble our efforts. We
Absolutely.
Need to just keep talking about this, keep answering the questions in a polite, informed manner, and keep winning citizen patriots over to our side here and to assuage them. Look, we can't tell you exactly what's going to come out of this convention, but we do know the direction Congress is headed now. That we
right.
do know, and they need to be stopped.
The only thing to fear, Mike, is sticking with the current system without a convention.
Yeah, and that's why they're not calling for it.
Yep.
If they were going to take it over and if George Soros were going to run it, well, then he would put 50 of his $1 million into
right.
it, and you'd be seeing Richard Dreyfuss and all the other Hollywood goons on TV calling for a convention. You're not seeing that, ladies and gentlemen, because they don't want it. They know that if anyone ever reads the Constitution, you know what, Joel? A lot of people are reading their constitutions. The word Constitution is rising in the search engines. There are a lot of people out there wanting to know, they're going to make me buy health insurance? They're going to throw me in jail? Is that constitutional? So the fabled document is making a comeback. Now, final thing here. I want to give you a chance to plug your book, Delusional Democracy, Fixing the Republic Without Overthrowing the Government. What's that all about?
Well, I wrote the book a few years ago, and the main thesis of the book is we have a two-party plutocracy, you know, running our government,
right.
serving the rich and powerful,
right.
a corporate class of people, basically,
right. mm-hmm.
and that we need to overturn this status quo system. And so, again, I advocate a lot of specific things, including constitutional conventions. By the way, we've had hundreds and hundreds of state constitutional conventions, and none of these have ruined the states. So, you know, we have a lot of history of state constitutional conventions.
Yes.
And I advocate.
We just had one
party.
Here in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just rewrote ours in the 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
The great state of Virginia, the Old Dominion, wrote theirs in 1776 in May, was the first state to declare independence, and then decided in 1829, we might need to amend this thing. And no one wanted amendments, so they had another convention, And James Monroe actually presided over it as the presiding officer, and they rewrote their constitution.
Well, there's been hundreds and hundreds of state constitutional conventions. None of them ruined the states. We ought to learn that. It's a powerful lesson. So a national convention is not going to kill our country. And I'm a strong advocate. My book is a strong advocacy for third parties. We've got to get away from this corrupt two-party system.
It is corrupt.
Where both parties essentially represent a corporate elite rich class.
All right. I'm on your side, my friend. We'll have you back. Let's keep the final thing. We're getting a lot of calls. Nobody wants to go on the air because they're scared to have their name and constitutional convention in the same sentence. Afraid that their buddies are going to hear him. What kind of a loser are you? You called for a constitutional convention. Pelosi's going to take over, you idiot. But they want me to ask you, how can listeners help you, Joel Hirshhorn, of the Friends of Article 5 Convention? How do you want them to help? What do you want them to do?
Well, first thing, become a member. There's no cost. Again, we're a nonpartisan group. The more membership we have, the more clout we have in all of our efforts to get that first convention. You know, so if we have a lot of membership, and the membership's been growing, we're only a couple of years old, so come to our website, join up, become a member, become active in our group. We are trying to get chapters in the states. All of these things, you know, we're trying to be very activist about this. We need you. We need the help of patriotic citizens.
Okay, so that's number one. All right, folks, and we will link to this at mikechurch.com. As a matter of fact, we'll put it on the front page. We'll have a partial transcript of the interview, Joel. We'll send you some audio that you can spam out there to all your buddies.
Yeah, we'll put it up on our website, too.
Yeah, put it up on your website. We'll have you back, as you know. This radio show is not partisan. This radio show and this and our website and everything we do, we're pro liberty. And folks, we are watching our liberty being frittered away here. And who was it that said, Joel? All that is necessary for evil to do bad things is for good men to do nothing. That was Burke, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it was Edmund Burke.
Yeah.
Folks, the time for action is now. 1-866-95-PATRIOT. And check Joel's book out as well, Delusional Democracy, Fixing the Republic Without Overthrowing the Government. We'll post an Amazon link on our website as well.
Thank you, Joel's
Mike. Book. And Joel, you're a great patriot, my friend. Thank you for sticking your neck out there.
Thank you for your help.
Probably not always pleasant, but
nope.
Somebody, hey, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it, right?
Right. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, let us send you. We have your address. I want to send you a copy of The Spirit of 76, writing and ratifying the U.S. Constitution, our movie. I think you'll like it.
Thank you.
Do we have your address?
Well, your staff can give me a call, yeah.
All right, we'll do that.
Send an email.
Okay, all right, we'll do that. We'll exchange information. The website is www. I shouldn't have to get that part out. FOAVC.org, Friends of the Article 5 Convention. All right, 1-866-95-PATRIOT, my telephone number. I've got news and digital media files. We'll reset the whole clock. Get back to your phone calls and the rest of today's wonderful, marvelous serving up of all the news and opinion that's fit to print or speak out on the airwaves. Your entertainment, your way, on its way next year. Don't go away.